Call the meeting to order. Requirements of the Open Public Meeting Law, PL 1975, Chapter 231, have been satisfied and that adequate notice of this meeting has been published in the Star Gazette and posted on the bulletin board at Borough Hall stating the time, place, and purpose of the meeting as required by law. Would you all please rise and join me in saluting our flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Leva.
Here.
Jones.
Here.
McDonald.
Here.
Conry.
Here.
Higgins.
Here.
Thompson.
Yes, ma'am.
First up, we have our minutes of October 21st.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion on the meeting minutes?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that was fast.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Any abstentions? Any correspondence this evening?
No.
And at this point, I will open up the audience portion of the meeting for remarks, petitions, statements, and testimony from guests. Mrs. Sloan, you know the drill.
Susan Sloan, 89 Grand Avenue. We had Halloween. I had 381 little urchins, and I know that because I put a sign up that said no adults. And that my request is that we drop it back to 7 o'clock. I know the rationale was so that people could come home from work. However, by then it's seriously dark. Now Friday we did not have a wind, but with the wind and the darkness, the one or two people that had children with them, they didn't use the time, but I stayed with it. But it was dark, and the kids are dressed. They can't see. We had more police out, I noticed, but the urchins cannot see with their little masks and their little stuff on. So I request council move it back to 7 o'clock. Any questions?
Well, I'd like to piggyback on it. I noticed a number of people in dark clothes walking out in the street after dark. No light sticks, no flashlight, no reflective tape. You know,
it's
just
an
for the
accident.
Record, you know, people get on the sidewalks or get something in your hands that's light lit so cars can see you.
Mm-hmm.
I came very close to one just because I never saw it until the last second.
Yeah.
Mr. Thompson, you have something to add?
Yes, I was out walking with a bunch of grandkids and stuff, and the cops were handing out glow sticks.
Oh, yeah, I saw some kids.
They were passing out glow sticks, the cops were.
Okay.
But
that's nice.
With the costumes and the masks.
I know, I understand.
I noticed a few glow sticks at the end, but it's too dark for little kids. Don't go by themselves, and I know the parents. I had to cut out the adults because I would get grandparents, parents, everybody showing up all with their hands out. Well, that's okay, but I want it for the little kids.
We'll find out where they live and go to their house next year.
With a Tommy gun.
Mm-hmm. No, they come from Oxford, they come from Harvard.
They come carloads.
Carloads.
Yeah. Carloads. So let's not make it any easier.
You
know,
I prefer to go back to 7 o'clock. And then it's
rain.
God forbid if it rains, and I've got 400 candy bars sitting there, then we got another problem. But
we'll come over and party. Bring
them to
the next council meeting.
You can all those kids are going to go into diabetic comas. I knew that anyway. But it's just time, you know.
Yeah.
And also, the one more thing I noticed, the older, you know, the potential...
The teenager type.
Yeah, they were not as out as some of the, you know. And when they were, most of the kids were very polite. And many, many of them said thank you, which was different than other years. You know, I noticed...
Okay. Manners are back in fashion.
Yeah.
I say manners are back in fashion.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Anyone else from the audience?
Lois Faulkner, 95 Lenape Trail. I just had a couple of things to be clarified from the last meeting. We talked about the status of the middle school paving and how that would interact with the paving for North Lincoln Avenue. Do we know any more about that?
Oh, that will be discussed under old business tonight.
Oh, okay. All right. And do we need a formal petition for that right turn out of the middle school, or are we going to look into that?
Well, that would be referred to the streets committee.
Oh.
Or you could formally petition the governing body.
Okay.
And if you'd like to do that, I would say provide it to me the Friday before the next meeting.
Friday before the next meeting.
Right.
Okay. And we did talk about the police patrolling, and I do have something good to report. They did patrol on 95 Lenape Trail on Halloween.
Good. My email's worked.
It's your first time for everything.
I saw him.
I tripped much. Edna Detlis, Fisher Avenue. I just want to wish the people at One good luck.
Thank you.
I hope we all have good luck, too. So.
Thank you. Anyone else? Accept a motion to close the audience portion.
I'll make the motion that we close the audience portion.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, that brings us to the introduction of Ordinance 3, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Any discussion on that?
Question.
Sir.
On the maximum fine, didn't we just talk about having a minimum fine?
That hadn't been decided at the last meeting.
We were talking about that. That's what I thought.
Right, that was open to further discussion.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So
it can be inserted at this right now, but council would have to decide.
Well, Councilman Higgins kind of persuaded me not to have the minimum based on what the attorney was saying also, because mm-hmm. there's smaller, you'd be someone who didn't, just mow their lawn,
Right, shovel the sidewalk.
Yeah, would be stuck with a $500, fine, so.
Okay.
I thought we were
talking about having a minimum, not 500, because of that situation with a mm-hmm. homeowner that didn't mow the lawn or something a couple times.
Yeah. I mean, we could still go down to 25 or something
or 100,
like that.
Or 100, something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but that would be for everybody.
True.
Well, it'd be
a minimum
fine. And it would depend on the judge as to the maximum, what he would find the maximum.
And with no minimum, it's judge's discretion, as I understand.
That's correct.
We use that point to the handicap.
Well, I think what spent the whole reason for the minimum was what Councilman Torres, the code enforcer was saying mm-hmm. that a lot of times the prosecutor goes in, unfortunately, with just a $45. Even for some of the bigger,
right, they will,
and that's all they're getting fined with is $45.
Correct.
So that's why I think he was kind of looking for a higher one, but then
for a higher minimum fine,
right? So you argued otherwise. So I don't know. It's kind of like a catch 22 there.
So we do that to people that are handicapped can shovel.
Right.
Well,
doing a minimum of $25 isn't going to.
Defer anybody.
We're going to address the issue to have the minimum fine to begin with.
Correct.
Yeah.
Like, is there some way you could, like, say something to the prosecutor, like a letter from the governing body, like,
We could.
Maybe just mention it that way instead of having it in the ordinance a minimum fine. I guess it could always be amended if we find it's not.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's an option, correct? Can amend the ordinance to include a minimum fine?
Absolutely. But then again, it would
follow suit, they're all ordinances.
Then why don't we just have Rudy kind of keep an eye on?
Yeah, and that was the other concern, we'd have to set the same kind of minimum for every ordinance.
Correct. And then if he sees a pattern that's developing where the fines are very minuscule, he can let us know and maybe...
Then amend it, or first try the prosecutor out?
Put a word in the prosecutor and amend it from that point.
Yeah, yeah.
Sounds good to me.
And he can always go to the prosecutor too and say, this is a repeat offender.
Right.
The thing, and go from there.
No, we'll leave it the way it is.
Okay,
Roll call?
Yeah, roll call, please.
Higgins?
Yes.
Gleva?
Yes.
Conery?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
I have to read by title.
Yes.
Ordinance 3, 2014, an ordinance of the Borough of Washington, County of Warren, State of New Jersey, creating a chapter of the Borough Code of the Borough of Washington entitled Registration of Properties Pending Foreclosure.
Okay. So we need the motion to approve on first reading?
I'll make the motion.
Second.
Any other discussion?
I'm surprised. This is only the third ordinance we've introduced in 2014, and it's November.
Roll call, please.
Gleba?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conery?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Public hearing of Ordinance 3, 2014 will be December 2nd, 2014, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on November 21st, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. Okay, we have Ordinance 4, 2014?
Yes.
Well, this is under new business for discussion, right? It's not on the agenda under ordinances.
If you want to introduce it right now, you can make the changes and introduce.
Okay.
I got it out of order in my packet, so
okay.
I won't be there. Right. We can do that later.
Okay.
Yeah. Reports. We have anything?
We have none.
Any committee reports? Okay. Old business. We have the Warren Hills Middle School request.
I have an update on that. In my research through the minutes, I think I did explain to the governing body that we did not find anything that was discussed publicly. There was no resolution granting permission to the middle school to do the paving of the alley. However, an email has surfaced from the Borough of Washington granting permission to Warren Hills Middle School to pave the alley. After discussions with Dawson and with Leslie this afternoon, our recommendation to the governing body is to move forward with helping the middle school, as it would prevent us from being liable for any other further damage to the property owners in the area. And it really is just a matter of economics at this point. It's $9,500 versus being liable.
So you're asking us to split half the cost then?
That's correct.
Does half the cost $9,500 or half of $9,500?
No, our cost would be $9,500.
Do we have
to
it for this
year?
To
pave that little alleyway? And it's $20,000?
There's remedies that they're taking on their side and on our side to prevent the stormwater runoff. The total cost of the project is $19,000. I don't have the exact number in front of me, but it's those are the measures that are being taken.
Hmm. Has our engineer had a chance to review this?
He has, yes. He and I are in agreement that...
And what they propose to do is acceptable?
It's acceptable, yeah. Do we have the money in the budget for this year?
We do have the money in the budget, yes. We'll be doing some transfers in November and December,
right.
But...
Yeah,
we don't have to do
budget.
An emergency appropriation.
We do not.
Fund it next year or anything
no.
like that.
Do we know who sent the email?
Yes.
Yes.
Wasn't an appropriate party in charge?
No.
that could authorize that?
Yes.
Okay. I guess we don't have much choice, do we?
Doesn't sound like it.
Pay them now or pay them later.
When are they trying to do the work?
Talking to Christine, they want to do it as early as next week.
Yeah, they want to start as soon as possible. Yeah, they had wanted to do it this tomorrow because the schools are closed.
Yes, schools are on there.
They may be staging tomorrow and prepping.
So I would accept the motion to pay our share.
So move.
Second.
Okay, is there any other discussion? None, let's do a roll call on that.
Jones?
Yes.
Glava?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Okay, that brings us into new business, the draft ordinance for 2014.
Okay, there are some things here that are on here yet that, like, we'll start with the easy stuff. The last page.
I have a bunch of stuff, too. Okay.
Okay, this is, so everybody knows, this is an ordinance that's going to amend the parking.
The last page?
The last page, where it says the leave entire article there underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
And replace with subsection 90. Broad Street, the west side, restore regular parking space in front of 1517 Broad Street.
Mm-hmm.
The west side is where the old library used to be. That kind of creates a problem for those driveways. I would like to see that taken out of there and leave that still no parking.
There's plenty of room for those driveways. Because they came in measured. Used to be a space anyway.
I understand that. Right. Why was the space taken out?
No idea. It was done years ago.
I think it's because of the driveways. I think it presents a visual problem coming out of the driveways on
There's
the
only
street.
The homeowner on one side and the engineer on the other side.
You get the library used, the old library on the other side. There's two driveways there, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah, assuming there was a purpose that made no parking in the first place where they deleted it, so why would we put it back in?
Right.
I don't see a purpose behind it.
The purpose is to add more business spaces.
I understand what you're saying, but, you know, 40 steps down and to the right, you're in the parking lot.
And it's going to create a possible traffic problem or...
I think it's a hazard.
Hazard? Leave it out.
So I personally would like to see that.
Mm-hmm. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Okay, it's like taking it out?
Taking it out.
Taking it out. Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah.
So now we take it out.
Also, the Streets Committee did meet earlier this month, or the end of last month sometime, I can't remember.
27.
Yeah, right. But we talked about adding parking spaces on North Prospect Street where the field is, and we were waiting for the weight of the school bus to prevent school buses from parking in those parking spots.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't get the actual weight. Talked to the mayor. He said he thinks a large school bus is about 26,000 pounds. So we want to put a 12,500-pound weight limit for those parking spots and then put three spots there between... If you can visualize where the Washington Arms apartments are, and the field.
Mm-hmm.
Is that where the first emergency exit is?
By the emergency exit. Right?
And
yeah.
Can you just repeat that for the ordinance so I can make the change?
It's in the ordinance.
It's in the ordinance?
Yeah.
Where?
The parking?
Well, it's for trucks.
Yeah, for the
parking.
Trucks.
So, okay, you want to just add it into the parking
lot.
The extra parking space.
Yeah.
And
well,
that would be
you
the
could do
east
that.
Side.
The east side
yes.
between
no
the arms that. Entrance.
Yeah, and the
emergency exit?
Yes.
Emergency exit of the high school.
Yeah.
Is that where that is?
Yes.
Okay, I'm in favor of that.
Pardon me?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay, if they can put three spots there, three spots.
With a weight limit of
12,500 pounds.
Dawson, I got a question for you on that. You know, we're talking the GVW versus the tar weight of these vehicles. With an ordinance like this, do you have any experience as to which one would be, would take precedence? And for those who are unaware, the gross vehicle weight is the maximum weight the vehicle can hold versus the tar weight, which is like its curb weight, empty.
I guess you could do it for either as long as you specify which is your maximizing. Is the issue waiting for exactly the issue? What's the exact issue?
There are buses that park in that area that run, and don't even belong in the school district. Two trucks.
Okay, so they're basically sitting, waiting for activities to finish or whatnot. And for that reason, I think you could probably limit it to the tar weight, to the slower. So you'd want to have a lower limit on it.
12,500, good?
12,500, yeah. I mean, that's probably low for a standard size, regular full school bus, but it may be okay. Like, that's below.
That's what we're trying to prevent. We're trying to prevent an empty bus.
So, you know, an empty full bus or one of those short, smaller buses?
A regular bus going to 18.
Like a 40 student bus?
Yeah. There are occasionally the shorter buses there, too.
Change the word.
Okay.
Then 12.5 is light for a regular-sized school bus.
Yeah, even 12.5 is all regular. Regular is probably
20
to 25, I would imagine.
Well, GVW.
Yeah,
it's pretty much.
So it may be under 20.
I called around the two bus companies and three totes, and nobody has exact numbers.
Of course, they're not going to get the numbers.
I mean, 19,000 pounds.
Yeah.
For
an empty bus. So you could probably...
12.5 is good.
Sure.
For the full-size ones, at least. Yeah, the shorter ones were probably right in the borderline.
I think they're less than 12.5. We had the issue come up last year. The shorter buses are less than 12.5.
Yeah, the shorter buses are less than 12.5, so that would still create a problem if they parked the minibus.
10,000 pounds?
9 buses would probably do 10,000? 10,000?
Yeah.
Sounds good.
No.
We're making sure they couldn't do that either.
I know, but when you think you're having a soccer game, is that what this particular is?
No, there's another bus company that parks there. It's not in the district.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's almost not like somebody just sat the bus, parks it there.
And drives through another school.
They make their morning run, park there, and then go back out in the afternoon.
Oh.
Okay.
10,000 pounds.
I had a couple of things. One on the last page in the, and I have the minutes with me, but Councilman Thompson went out and there were 16 handicap parking spots and it was recommended that 7 be deleted.
Okay.
And you have way more than 7 on this list, and I don't understand why you're deleting the one in front of the Warren County Pharmacy. I think
I didn't put that in there.
All right.
Mm-hmm. No, I'm not saying you put. No. I don't know who put. I don't know where.
There's two there, back to back.
Right.
Yeah.
Why can't they stay there?
They were put there by, the second one was added by mistake.
So you just want to make it one now?
Why?
You don't think?
Why? There's elderly that goes into the dentist's office as well.
No, this is up by the pharmacy.
Yeah, the dentist is right next to the pharmacy. Yeah.
Right.
And since that's on 57, isn't that state jurisdiction?
That's... I don't know who's jurisdiction. I left it alone.
I don't know. We have to give the approval.
We do.
But then we have to get the state's input or something? I would think NJ Dodd would have to.
Well, who's the one who told us?
NJ Dodd, I think.
We have
too
many.
Okay.
What?
I said, I thought it was the state who told us that we had too many there, because we initially marked all of that stuff, and we did that, and then they approved the markings.
If that's true.
They did, they approved our striping plan. The striping plan?
Yeah, the striping plan.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, we did that before we had approval.
We need to have one downtown, at least one.
Yeah, we definitely need at least one in front of the pharmacy.
Right, you have to have one.
Right.
I don't see why you can't keep the two there, but.
Me either.
And they approved the striping plan.
Okay.
Then knock out another small business parking space.
That's why we do this.
Yep, that's the way you do it, okay.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it too.
Get that in a minute?
Did you get that in a minute, he said?
Yeah.
That's why we do this?
Yeah, yeah.
It's all recorded.
It's all recorded. Okay, the other thing is.
I'm just looking out for the elderly.
There were a couple of things that were referred to the streets committee, and I saw one of them was the, you did put it in, the 40 Carlton Avenue, that handicap spot. There was another thing referred to the streets committee for, and there was a petition received, and I'm only doing this because now is the, with all this stuff. They petitioned changing the speed limit. What was the result of that, and if we're changing the speed limit, it should probably go into the ordinance.
What speed limit, where?
I
thought we had done that, it was for Lenape.
We did before, yeah.
Lenape, yeah.
So this was already done?
Yeah.
No, this is the Board Street and Lower Park Drive, you did that?
I only recall one, and it was for Lenape.
But that's where it is, it was the residents of Lenape Trail.
Yeah, that's the one they wanted, wasn't it?
So it was done, okay.
Yeah.
Alright, I just wanted to make sure it was done. Let me see.
In this ordinance?
Well, we need to have it in the ordinance, somehow.
It is in the ordinance.
Where?
It's in what ordinance, this ordinance?
Yeah, in the draft.
Oh, okay, yeah, third page.
It's the third page, right.
Okay, alright, sorry about that. My last thing is, and Councilman Torres and I discussed it at great length, and I don't know the solution, I still have some enforcement concerns. And I know we changed it for the snow removal, adding the code enforcement officer to be able to do the towing and issue tickets. But my concern is now, part of this thing is changing a lot of the parking, like, you know, you can't have trailers on there for more than 2 hours and stuff like that. Like, how is that going to be enforced? Because we have a problem with the police enforcing our parking ordinances. I just wish we could give the code enforcement officer some powers to help with the enforcement of these types of things.
Unfortunately, the code enforcement officer, by state statute, cannot enforce Title 39 regulations.
That's a motor vehicle.
Motor vehicle.
Now, if that comes to fall under the police department.
Yes, police department.
And probably the only way around that would be a parking enforcement officer under the guise of the police.
Parking authority.
Yeah.
Actually, parking authority.
It could, but it doesn't necessarily have to be, just a parking.
Well, I think the way you get around it is if he was appointed by the police department as code enforcement, traffic officer or something along those lines.
But he still has to have state training.
Correct, but he has to have proper training, you know.
Right.
To do that, that's the only way you get around to enforce Title 39.
Right. So when this gets amended, passes, like the, how do you communicate this, like with the police and going along the lines, and I know it's not part of this ordinance, but can they put a breakout on their monthly police report of the number of parking violations? I don't think they break it out. They just have to be in violations.
They don't, and I can request
and
it.
And request that, because
but
really,
every time I do request them to add something.
I know they give that whole thing, but this is just the one, you know, the parking violations to see, you know, there's so many, especially since we're making these changes, I just feel it's going to be for naught if these things are still out on the road. And I guess we're restricted. Anyway, we're restricted. Thank you for clarifying that. That's all I have.
But if it's in the ordinance, that's good, because later on, you can do something about
it. And there could be a complaint filed,
that
could be written for that. So.
Yeah.
Okay, anything else on this ordinance?
Yeah, there is. And it's the handicap parking. That is on the north side of East Church Street.
That's a hole down there by the...
Way down here?
Yeah.
Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the ordinance, the way it's written right now, says there's no parking on East Church Street on the north side of the street. Which means on this side of the street, the building side from here to Jackson Avenue, according to the ordinance, there's no parking. But there's a handicap parking spot.
On the north side?
On the north side. Mr. Thompson went down there. It is being used, although he could not make contact with the people. So if we're going to enforce that ordinance, mm-hmm. we have to move that
handicap
spot to across the street.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be done by ordinance, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
We're adding that into here.
Adding that into here. Adding the spot on the south side of
the... Oh, and speaking of handicap spots, Christine, with the... Remember the gentleman and the mother, they requested the handicap spot across from Gibson's gym, and you said the streets committee was looking at it, and you're waiting for the
department. That was approved by a previous governing body.
It was approved.
It was approved.
So why isn't the spot there?
That's the one down here.
Yes.
By the church.
Because I just finished the research.
Oh, okay.
So
it's going to be added.
So it will be added?
Yes.
It was already done by ordinance.
Yes.
Oh, geez. Okay. So you'll just implement that painting. All right, thanks. Well, that's good news for them anyway. Yikes.
So just to go back, we need to delete the handicap spot on the
north side of East Church Street.
And make it on this south side.
Right? And create a handy spot, mm-hmm. cap spot on the south side of East Church right. Street.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Anything else?
That was a lot of it. Everybody okay with everything that's in there? No parking here, no parking there, the streets?
Should I bring my Milton sign for over by the dollar store that I asked?
No through by
no through traffic.
Yeah,
right. We're coming out of the back parking
right.
lot.
That wasn't right. Mm-hmm.
You actually can't put that on private property.
This is not on private property.
When they come from the parking lot?
That's not private property.
The parking lot?
Right.
The parking lot's private property.
You're
talking about behind the dollar store?
Yeah.
That's private property.
What about outside the property?
You could put it on that throughway there coming off the road?
Yeah.
You could put no entrance sign there.
Well, I mean, you said we couldn't have the bumpers, right? So we have to do something in order for the people who are driving through there like a bat out of hell. And it's very dangerous to the children over there, because they're coming out and zipping, and there's three children right across the street.
Let me ask you a question. Now, to prevent that, could we put no left turn, no right turn at the same exit?
It'd be very confusing to people.
That'd be hard.
You know what I mean? We cannot put a sign on private property that says no through traffic.
Correct.
But to prevent people from doing that, if we put a sign that says no left turn, no right turn.
Well, I presume there's a through.
I mean, you're absolutely right. I was there one day when...
That's a little confusing.
It is confusing.
You're confused?
It's not an alleyway.
You can't
turn left,
Why wouldn't you just say no left turn into the... You have to be able to...
Parking spaces right there for the synagogue. So you think that you want the sign would be on synagogue property.
Why don't we obtain permission from the property owner?
That's what I'm saying.
I'm sure he would be willing to
Yeah, it would be better served to do it.
Yeah, we know who the property owner is.
It seems that it's the synagogue.
All right.
Yeah, can you make it one way so that says, like, do not enter that way, so then people wouldn't come out that way?
Not on private property, that's.
We're gonna, write a letter to the owner to see if we.
That's a good idea.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be easier to do through the private property owner.
I'm pretty sure he would be cooperative.
He would.
All right, anything else? Mrs. Sloan, you had a question?
I know that on Redlawn.
A few months ago, I asked about a car that's always parked at the end of the, he's still there. I mean, that car is there month after month after month after month.
Can we write a letter to the DOT, the state DOT, to have that line moved back?
To 50 feet from the intersection where it's supposed to be, that's correct.
You know what we're talking about?
I do, and it is, the line is where it's supposed to be, 25 feet from the curb.
That's supposed to be 50.
But because they're SUVs parked there, we can't.
Right, I know, they're higher vehicles, you can't see, I've had the same issue myself.
And they're not, and they're 24/7, 365, they do not move.
Except for food.
And I think that's a parking lot, we shouldn't allow people parking lot on our street, on the street.
That's state highway.
It's true.
Okay.
You could write another letter to the DOT.
DOT permit us to move the line back, the yellow line, no parking line, curb line?
If we can show them that there is a potential site distance issue.
Yeah, it is.
There's not potential.
We would have to use that as the cause.
Yeah.
And we would have to petition the state to do that.
Okay.
But it sounds like there's a legitimate reason to do that.
Take a ride down Grand Avenue, try to make a right-hand turn. You go all the way down to 57.
I'll go out tomorrow, take a couple photos, we'll write a letter.
I have the photos.
I'll just take them, I can take them. We'll write a short letter to the DOT.
It's just, it doesn't end, it's different. They're not there sometimes, they're there all the time, grass grows under.
Christine, can I piggyback off of that with since Dawson's here regarding 9 Oakwood Terrace? Did he do that site distance geometry issue with those trees? Because isn't that also a violation of our fencing ordinance?
I rode out there, and I don't see that there's a site distance issue. I went right to the stop sign, I was able to make a right or a left. I just don't see it.
You can't see, when you look to your right, you could see cars coming?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, we can take a ride out there tomorrow, Dawson and I, and I can show him, but I.
Well, if you're out there, just take a look and see, yeah.
Well, I'll be out anyway.
Yeah, we have a meeting, so I just don't see it.
Maybe he can think of something else.
Yeah, maybe he can, so I'll point it out to him.
All right, do we have anything else on this ordinance?
No, that's it.
Then I would accept a motion to introduce on first reading.
Don't move.
Second.
No, what's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, you can second it.
No, he said.
Oh, he did?
Okay, that's okay.
I need that repeated one more time.
I rescind my second.
No, go ahead.
Councilman Higgins would like to second it.
Okay.
Higgins is gonna give a third.
Okay.
Any discussion? Let's have the roll call.
Levi?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Can I just say one thing? This is a parking ordinance that's gonna address the snow problem, you know, and overall parking issues, like where people have campers parked on the street for years.
Trailers.
Trailers parked on the street, you know.
For days at a time.
The time that they can be there, just so everybody knows.
What about the narrow streets that we have?
We're gonna keep them narrow because people go slower.
Well, they don't have to stop some anyway, you wanna take them.
Well, what do we need, now we need the motion to approve, correct? Reintroduced?
Do you have to read by title?
Yes, I have to read by title. So, ordinance 4/2014, an ordinance amending chapter 85, vehicles and traffic of the code of the borough of Washington.
Make a motion.
Second.
Any further discussion? One last roll call, please.
I have a question. Is it roll call?
Yeah, do a roll call.
Conry?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Can you do your publication?
Public hearing of ordinance 4, 2014, will be December 2nd, 2014, and advertisement of the public hearing in the Star Gazette on November 21st, 2014.
So moved.
Second.
Okay,
any discussion on that? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Ms. Dethlin?
With the parking ordinance that you're doing now, does that mean that if my neighbor in a snowstorm chooses to park in the street, that I have the right to call the code enforcer and get him out?
Call the police at least, yes.
But we added Rudy, so yes, you could.
Yeah,
you could, assuming that. One, he's on duty. I don't know if he'd want to call at home or if you even have his home phone number, you know, about something like that. But
yeah, technically,
call the
police? Yes.
Yeah. It wouldn't be so bad only if the snowplow comes down and the car there comes over to my side and it puts all that nice, heavy, wet plop in front of my driveway.
Well, Rudy plows also, so maybe he could just come up behind him, you know, and in front of him put it all there.
How suggestive.
Okay, that brings us to Resolution 139, 2014, for a Recreation Commissioner.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any discussion on that one? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions. And 140, 2014, Redemption of a Tax Sale Certificate.
So moved. Second.
Any discussion on that one? Roll call, please.
Jones?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Leva?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Vouchers?
Make a motion, we pay the bills.
I second.
Okay, discussion on the vouchers.
I have one question.
Leva.
On page 2, what's the legal services? What's the hail appeal?
That is the issue on Manatta Street.
Okay.
Any other questions?
For the sources, contractual services. So, yeah, on that, on Granada. So we had an additional attorney consulted?
We did.
Oh.
We're taking it to trial in Bellevue.
No, I see that. I'm just talking about the engineer.
Yeah, no.
Here.
Okay, any other discussion? Do we have a public discussion?
Well, we're talking about the sewer bill.
I just had a question.
The engineer's bill, and that was... I assume is for the project on South Point.
Says
I
all
mean South Prospect.
Contractual services with different dates from February, April, June.
Think of me. What page is that on?
Okay.
Page 1
of the sewer.
Collection system and engineering services.
Right.
Any other discussion?
Right.
Is that what?
South Prospect Street related.
Okay. It's $13,000, almost $600. Okay.
Roll call, please.
Leva?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Higgins?
Yes.
Conry?
Yes.
McDonald?
Yes.
Torres?
Yes.
Jones?
Yes.
Okay. Recaps.
I will see if Rudy and I can reach out to the prosecutor regarding fines. Reach out to the police department to see if they can add parking violations on their report. Reach out to the owner of the dollar store for the installation of the sign. I will check Sunrise Terrace in Oakwood. Isn't it the question?
Yeah, thank you.
It's Dawson, and I will also look into the issue on Grand Avenue. And we'll make the changes to the parking ordinance and advertise it.
Council remarks. Mr. Thompson.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Congratulations to the winner, and congratulations to the ones who leave. It's nice working with you. And good luck.
Mr. Jones.
We still got another Three more meetings, you know.
I know.
But who's counting?
She doesn't want to be late.
No comment.
Okay, no saying it.
Christine, last year we had, you know, the tremendous amount of snow and the plowing wasn't actually like curb to curb. Remember I gave you that thing that Bethlehem used or Allentown used about the, that took care of the snow, the machine that could be rented?
Right.
So it would blow it up into a truck and be carted away?
Yes, carted away. Can we do, do you still have that information?
I do.
Okay, to see how much that would cost to rent? And how far in advance you have to say that you would like to use it or, you know, reserve it?
We'll probably find that out at the league too.
Probably.
That's true.
At least get a couple of.
But they have one that they, I mean, I think it's, they rent it, Allentown does, but I think that's the closest.
And I saw Easton did the same thing. Anything else, Mr. Higgins?
Congratulations, look forward to work on your three. And you too? Oh, I'm sorry, you three? That's it.
Ms. Conry?
I just wanted to congratulate the winners and Professor.
Mr. Torres?
And of course, likewise, to all the winners. I think I'll defer to Mr. Weaver then.
Okay. Okay. As usual, I have a list. What are you guys going to do without me?
Have shorter meetings.
We'll have you come in special night.
I also want to congratulate everyone and wish you all the best. It's a big commitment, and I hope you do a good job. And I just want to stress to the public, you know, it was a very close race. How important it is to get out and vote, because, you know, we have thousands of residents and basically the fate of the town was in the hands of 500 people. So your vote really does count, and I just think, especially at the local level, it has a greater impact than the presidential campaign, as far as I'm concerned, especially after sitting here.
I've said the same thing, yeah.
So really, I just really encourage people, and it's, you see, vote everywhere, but no one really goes out to vote. So
I think we had 1,100 people vote, a little better.
1,156,
yeah,
to be
that's
exact.
About.
Thanks, Dave. Also, there was a letter to the editor that I just wanted to, again, for the public record, that just that the public's not misinformed, but there was no reduction in the sewer bill this year, and it is going to be reviewed next year when they do next year's budget.
Well, there was $2.50 out of that $5 increase was taken out. Remember, there was a $75,000 decrease.
Yes.
It was. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Supposed to be anyway.
Yeah. Yeah, you're absolutely right.
In the fourth quarter,
we voted on $75,000 was supposed to come out.
In the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
That's right. He's right. In the fourth quarter.
Oh, but it wasn't. It wasn't because of. You didn't come out and slash the bill like that, you know, like where you reduce the rate. It was because of the entire reduction like that.
What are you talking about?
All right, okay, all right. Redact that, forget it. I'm not going to get into it. The curb corner on Davis Street, and I mentioned this to you, if the Streets Committee could review it or when you're doing the budget next year.
Davis?
Yeah, it was accidentally a black tar curb was put on it, and it's not in compliance with our zoning ordinance. It needs to be concrete. So
are you talking about Davis off of Green Street?
Yes. On the corner there, a curb was put in that's black tar. And if we're going to hold the residents and developers to putting in the proper curbing, then we should be held to the same standards. So eventually that needs to be fixed. It was accidentally. And I spoke to Christine about this a couple of months ago.
Is that the one that the contractor hit by accident?
No.
So, if you could consider that when you're doing the budget to make it the proper curb as compared to the black tar that it is right now. And also, with regard to this street ordinance that we just did this evening, if some kind of mailing could go out. I don't know when the next mailing is to after the public to let them know about the whole snow emergency, because we had a lot of complaints about not letting the public know when we, like, change that ordinance to, you know, repeal the parking. You know, we've had numerous complaints about not informing the public, so I think it's important that everyone knows exactly what was updated in that ordinance, especially, like, with regards to trailers, so that people know they can't be parking these things for more than 2 hours now. So, if that can be...
We may have to do a special mailing. We don't have anything scheduled.
Yeah. Especially with the snow coming, too, so that people are aware that they can't park at all with this, with the whole, the way we change the ordinance. I just think we need to do a better job of informing the public before we have the first snowfall. And then lastly, with regards to the 2015 budget, because I'm not going to be here, just to keep it in the back of your head, to do budget for the signs for, as a result of the streets ordinance, you know, the no parking and certain signs are missing, you know, and also if we pass the nuisance ordinance, once we do the codification by the end of this year, you'll need a sign for, like, the jake breaking, you know, because that's in that ordinance and stuff. So anyway, just in the back of your head when you're doing the budget, we need signs. And that's all I had.
I would also like to offer congratulations to our council people-elect.
Thank you.
Also, I had the pleasure this past Sunday of attending the 275th anniversary of the Presbyterian Church right down the street here. I read a proclamation for them. Freeholder Gardner, Assemblyman DeMeo, and Peterson were there also. They had their various resolutions, proclamations for it also. So I just want to let you know that I did do the proclamation for them on behalf of the mayor and council. And that's all I have. Mrs. Sloan.
Did they mention the tower that fell down? Was that mentioned?
No.
The steeple. That was what?
That there used to be about a 50-foot high tower on top of the ramparts that are there now.
Yeah.
They didn't mention it.
No.
It came down in a storm.
Okay. Yeah, they were just celebrating the fact that they've been in the area for 275 years.
That was around, what, 1900?
Excuse me?
That was around 1900 that happened. The steeple when it came down. Turn of
century. It wasn't our fault.
Scott, I wasn't able to attend, but can you give us an update on the BASF?
I had something come up I was not able to attend, so unfortunately...
Oh, so did anyone go from the borough?
Did you go to the CAP meeting, Chris?
I did not.
Okay. I will call the general manager and find out about that. It's on my list of things to do.
Thanks.
Okay.
And you may have attended.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
All right. Maybe we'll find out tomorrow.
Did you go?
Where?
To the BASF tonight? Maybe you'd like to mention...
did they tell you anything?
Yeah, they said that they're going to continue normal production through June of 2015, and then by September of 2015, they will be out. And also that BASF has its realtor paper people. But he didn't know, Michael didn't know what was going on with that. And the one good thing was that the fellow Steve said that it's not a normal thing that a residential area would be built on a chemical plant property. So it's, to me, that's a good idea.
Let's not have the love canal. Well, if there's nothing else, I'll accept the motion to adjourn.
Just real quick, we're not going to have the executive session to do the professional evaluations tonight.
No, we're not.
Councilman Higgins has to leave, so please bring him to the next meeting so that we can...
Which is Monday the 17th.
Correct.
Yeah. Again, one more question, Mrs. Deppels?
Yeah.
Monday the
17th?
Are
we as a borough any closer to getting money back from the
DPW
penalty fines or anything?
No comment. Still in litigation.
You got it.
Okay. So we have the motion to adjourn?
I make the motion to adjourn.
Second.